Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of Jamming with Jason. Hey, today I have a special treat for you. You may not know, but I have other podcasts, including Walking a Spiritual Path, that I co-host with my friend Brad Miller. And I want to share one of those great episodes with you today. You know, many professionals are searching for something greater than themselves in life. Attorney Brad Miller and recovering CPA Jason Mefford are on the path, exploring what it means for each of them to be a spiritual professional in an analytical, evidence-based world. So whether you're into yoga, meditation, crystals, or are merely curious about what else is out there, join us as we discuss our journeys and break the stigma around professionals who woo, and the myths around what it means to be spiritual. So if you like what you hear, make sure to subscribe to Walking a Spiritual Path that you can find on all podcast players, YouTube, and on my website. And now let's roll that episode. Hi, I'm Jason Mefford, a recovering CPA and edutainer.
And I'm Brad Miller, lawyer and coach. And we are Walking a Spiritual Path. Many professionals are searching for something greater than themselves. Through this podcast, we are exploring what it means to be a spiritual professional in an analytical, evidence-based world.
So whether you're into yoga, meditation, crystals, or are merely curious about what else is out there, join us as we discuss our journeys and break the stigma around professionals who woo and the myths around what it means to be spiritual. I'm Jason Mefford, and I'm here with Brad Miller, and today we're going to talk about love, light, and donkey dicks. So just get everybody laughing right to begin with, right? And again, if you know me, I am a very colorful person in every different way, including my language, so I think the term donkey dicks is just hilarious. And so, Brad, why don't you just kind of give a background for people on why this is what we're going to talk about today, and then we'll get started heading down that path.
Yeah, well, the fun part is that this actually wasn't your idea.
This was actually my idea. It sounds like something from me, but it's like you've got reserved Brad over there, and it's like I hear him say donkey dicks, and I'm just rolling on the floor.
So Brad, give us a background. Yeah, what do donkey dicks have to do with being spiritual, right?
Yeah. And love and light.
Well,
right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, love and light. I think you probably heard a lot of people talk about, you know, people who are maybe spiritual or kind of new agey, and they're all like, oh, love and light and sharing love and light, and that's kind of the idea of kind of living in this spiritual ethereal realm, maybe, that we're so focused on our spirituality, and that's kind of what we're spending all of our time in and everything else. But the donkey dick part is to remind us that, you know, as great as that all is, we still live here in this world. We have these physical meat sacks we call a body, you know, this 3D world we have to live in. And so just kind of a reminder that despite all these things and the spirituality and things we're talking about, we still have to remember we are physical people living in this body. And you can't just be all love and light. You also have to be the donkey dicks too. So.
Well, I think it's funny because, you know, again, I mean, there's some people that are like, oh, you know, people saying love and light. I don't like that. Well, I do. And I say that a lot of the time.
I don't say it, for instance. Yeah. It doesn't really resonate with you,
but for me it does in a certain way, right? I mean, it's One of the terms that I was just listening to in some of the recordings that I listened to is talking about, you know, humans in our human form, and the fact that kind of this phrase that I just love is, we're water walking the land, carrying the light. Right? So we're water walking the land, carrying the light. And I'll let everybody who's listening, you go figure out what you think that means to you. But to me, it's a beautiful kind of analogy of, you know, like you said, you know, we've got this meat suit, we've got this body that we're in, but that's not who we really are, right? We're in this body, but we are literally this amazing ball of light, if you want to call it that. And for people who can see energy more, or can kind of sense the energy, you know what I'm talking about. You can see light emanating from other people. And that's why sometimes, you know, the soul, the spirit, you know, depending on what term you might put on that, some people call it your light being, for that reason, right? And so I'm all about trying to spread light, right, to conquer the darkness, if you will, because there's a lot of dark in this world. There's a lot of donkey dicks that need the flashlight shined on them. Whatever. But also the reminder that I try to do things in the 3D with love and kindness, right? So yeah, you have a business to run, Brad. I have a business to run. I've got relationships, you know, with other 3D people walking around here. But it's a reminder to me of, you know, how I should be, right? And allowing the higher self to be the one who's in charge. Because a lot of times, like when somebody says something to you that's mean, our first reaction, right? We get triggered, boom. And our first reaction is to want to usually lash out at that person. Throw anger.
Well, a donkey dick, for instance.
It's the donkey dick, right? Throwing anger, throwing hate, whatever else towards this other person, because that's what they've thrown to us, right? And that's what the body would want to do, right? Put up your dukes, man. Let's start fighting. And literally, you know, that. I mean, that's why people end up physically fighting too, right? But can we stop, you know, at that point? And when those things are thrown to us, can we respond in a way where we're showing love and kindness in how we're responding, right? And so that's where I try to think about this. And I don't get it right all the time. Sometimes I say things that I regret, right? Because I'm still human. But I'm really working on sending back out that love, doing things with kindness, regardless of how other people might be treating me, because I am trying to live my 3D life from my higher self. If that makes any sense. Maybe that's just all gobbledygook.
I'm sure. No. It's a way, like you talked about, the way of being. It's the idea of, I mean, you look at that maybe as the golden rule, treat others how you want to be treated. Same sort of a concept. You want others to treat you with respect, with love, with kindness and compassion. And so that's what you do with others. You treat them that same way. And we talk to my daughter about that all the time. Like, you know, how would you want to be treated? That's how you should treat the other person. You know, they may make you upset, but, you know, if it was reversed, would you want them to lash out at you and call you a name? Or, you know, how would that make you feel if you were in their position? I think it's good. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think actually, because bringing up the golden rule, I think is a great point too, to just kind of make a side point on is, you know, I mean, for everybody that's listening, your spiritual path might be slightly different, right? I mean, you may kind of gravitate towards Eastern religion, let's say, right? You know, Oriental, Eastern religion, Buddhism, Confucianism, things like that, right? Other people, it might be their basis is kind of coming from Christianity, right? And the reason that I bring this up is the Golden Rule is a great example of truth that is planted everywhere. So when you go back and you look at, you know, all of the holy people, the spiritual books that are out there, you know, whether it's things from Lao Tzu, Confucius, Jesus, in the Quran, in the Torah, any of these spiritual books, the Kabbalah, any of these type of things, you're going to start to see some of these similar truths, right? And again, each religion then kind of takes, those are in there, but then they kind of layer their dogma and everything else on top of it. But the Golden Rule is one of those truths that regardless of maybe how you identify spiritually, it's a truth that we all should be living, right? And again, you can choose to live it or not live it, but if all the holy books are talking about it, and like we said, that's one of those things when we talked about Aini before too, right? Is what you put out is what comes back. And so again, if you want others to treat you a certain way, it's up to us to treat them in the way that we would like to be treated as well, regardless of how they choose to respond. And I think that that is part of the spiritual path, because sometimes when somebody's being a donkey dick, it's hard, man. It's hard because you just want to punch them back, right? But that's, are we going to allow ourselves to, you know, be driven by our human body experience, or are you going to allow your higher self to be the one that's in charge and choose how you're going to respond?
And I think that's a good point that I don't know if we've actually touched upon up to this point yet, but you know, everybody's on their own path. Everybody, you know, what spirituality means to you is whatever. It means to you, like there's no rights, there's no wrongs and things like that. But you can base the spirituality on, you know, Eastern thinking, Eastern beliefs. You know, you talk about Confucianism, Buddhism, Hinduism. You can base it on more of the Western European beliefs, Christianity, you know, Islam, Judaism. You can do it more on, Native American or, yeah, or you know, different ancient Celtic beliefs or Aboriginal beliefs, or you know, wherever, you know, your sense of spirituality can be based on any of those things, because like you said, they all have these kernels of truth that are kind of common between all of them. And those are really the important parts to latch onto. And this idea of the Golden Rule, about Aini, about kind of putting out what you want to bring come back to you, those are all things that you can find in the various different ways of thinking, religions or whatever, regardless of where it's coming from.
Yeah. And even, you know, some of the things that we've talked about before, like connectedness, being one with everything. We are all one, right? And what I do to myself or what I do to Brad, I'm doing to myself and I'm doing to everything. Right. I mean, there's a saying, in because I'm also a public speaker sometimes, right? And one of the things that you're taught as a public speaker is what you do to one person, you're doing to everyone in the audience. Okay. So what that means is, for example, if I'm up speaking and I call out somebody or I start talking to one person individually, everyone else in the audience feels like I'm talking to them. So if I'm up there, obviously, I mean, depending on the message that I am trying to deliver, I would want to have my interaction with that one person be the kind of interaction that I would want everyone to benefit from. Right. And so again, it's a simple example. It's a 3D thing and it's nothing about me, but it just kind of shares the feeling is, you know, one of the times I called for a volunteer to come up and kind of do some role playing with me on the stage, right? As kind of an example of some of the concepts that I was talking about. Now, when the person left, I said, "Well, wait just a minute." And I pulled out my wallet and I got a $100 bill. And I said, "Thank you," right? And gave him a $100 bill. And the person's like, "What? No, no, I can't do that. No, please take it," right? And so, you know, not only my interaction with that person in sharing the experience, sharing the learnings, everyone else was learning from that, but the fact that I, you know, volunteer, she didn't know she was going to get the money, but me giving it to her was like me giving that to everyone in the audience. That feeling, that sense of connectedness was there as well, even though I only did it to one person, right? And so again, as we're thinking about things like the golden rule, realize that how you are treating one person in this world has ripple effects to everyone else in this world, whether you realize it or not, right? So if you're a donkey dick or you're an asshole to somebody, that negative energy ripples out throughout the world, and other people besides that person you're interacted with energetically are affected. And maybe even more importantly, you are affected, right? Because again, it's that boomerang, if you will, that we kind of talk about with Aimee, and one way to always remember it is, if you ever point your finger at somebody, right? Brad, I'm pointing my finger at you. You got three of them coming back at you, right? And so again, whatever I do to Brad, right? If I'm a jerk to Brad, well, that jerkiness is going to come back to me multiple times, right? And so that's why some of these principles like Aimee, like the golden rule, are so important for you if you are trying to evolve spiritually. Because not only are you helping other people, you're helping yourself, but you're helping the collective, right? And I think that's why a lot of times, you know, love and light does resonate with me. And it's fine that it doesn't with Brad. There's other terms. I mean, he still believes a similar concept. Those words just don't necessarily resonate with him, and that's fine too. But it's what we're doing to ourselves, what we're doing to other people, does have a huge energetic impact on the whole planet, on everyone and everything on it, and even out into the cosmos, as far as your 3D mind can think about it. So I'll just stop there.
Infinity and beyond.
To infinity and beyond, Buzz Lightyear, right? Mm-hmm. But it's seriously true. it's not just like, ha, 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 ha. No, that really is the case.
So how do you know that, Jason? That's the question. I'm sure people were like, well, how does he know that that's the case, that infinity and beyond and all that stuff? Like, that's all great and dandy, but.
Because I've felt it. I've sensed it. I've experienced it. And I know it's hard to kind of wrap our mind around it. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it, right? But as I sit and meditate and I think about and I do send out love and light, I can feel that when I do that, I'm positively impacting the world, right? And I know that every good interaction that I have with someone else will get carried forward somehow. Even if you just think about it in a 3D sense, right? I mean, you go to the grocery store, you don't have to talk to the cashier, right? You don't have to. You can be a jerk. You can be a donkey dick to them if you're not having a good day. But again, what you do to that person is going to get rippled out, right? So if you're a jerk to the cashier, well, they're probably going to be a jerk to somebody else, because the energy that you're giving them, they're going to have to take that out somewhere else, right? And most people are not good at just being able to transmute it and not pass it on. And so there's going to be some way they're going to pass it on to somebody else. And then that person is going to pass a little bit on to somebody else. And that person is going to pass a little bit on to somebody else. And so every action that we have is like throwing a pebble in the pond. It ripples out, right? Now that's if I'm a jerk, right? So what if I flip it around? What if instead, right, I notice a person's name because they're probably wearing a name badge. And I'd say, oh, Joanne, I hope you're having a wonderful day, right? Or I don't know, I just try to say something or do something out of love and kindness for this other person who is in this world with me, to try to make their life a little bit better. And it doesn't have to be anything big, right? But one of the codes of conduct that I live by is leave everything as good or better than you found it.
I just said that to my daughter last night.
Everything, everyone as good or better than you found it, right? And so, you know, I mean, that's kind of the code of when you're hiking and everything, right? Leave
no trace.
No trace, right? And it's not just about leaving no trace, but to me, it's about trying to leave things better, right? Mm-hmm. Is there a way, is there something that I can do today to make this world a better place than it was yesterday? And so, hey, we're recording this podcast, right? And some people are going to be like, oh, I hate you guys. I don't like what you're doing. Fine. Whatever. Right.
We don't care about that anyway. So.
Yeah. You know, you can stop listening whenever you want to. But again, I mean, our intention is that by doing this and having people listen to it, it's going to help them. It's going to make their life better. It's going to help them along their spiritual path. Right. And therefore, too, everything that they do, they will hopefully be doing from a higher self perspective. And they will be, you know, elevating the frequencies, providing more love and light to this world. Right. Because a lot of people say, man, there's a lot of evil and there's a lot of darkness in this world. And there are. There is evil. There is darkness in this world. Right? We don't have to judge it, but what can we do, right? Not to fight against it, right? And we'll talk about this later, probably, about as above, so below, and the duality, and that's part of, you know, universal law, but it's not about fighting it, but what can you do to balance or make better? And that example of the cashier is just a simple one, right? But everybody listening, you can think about different ways that you could do things to make this world a better place, even if it's just by a little bit each and every day.
Yeah, the 3D kind of example of that last night, I went with my daughter. We went out to eat, and the table was kind of dirty from people who had been there before us. And so, you know, we ate. You know, we kind of moved the stuff out of the way and ate. And as we're getting ready to leave, I reminded my daughter, hey, you need to make sure that you clean up the table, and not just clean up your stuff, but we want to make sure that we leave the table as good as, or if not better than when we found it. You know, and so that's kind of the idea of paying it forward, the idea of, you know, kind of what comes around, making things better for the next person. I mean, all these things are all kind of interplay that way.
Yeah. Well, and Brad, I wanted to ask you, because like I said, I know for me, the term love and light does resonate. And I will say that to people. I mean, I don't say it all the time. It's only to certain people who kind of understand it, if you will. But what kind of resonates with you, or how do you kind of describe that for people that might be more like you, or might have some other way of thinking about it?
Well, I think that there's a lot, for me, there's a lot of negative connotation around the kind of the idea of love and light. Like we kind of, to me, it's something that people, you know, kind of these new agers kind of spout out love and light, love and light, to the point where it almost becomes kind of a butt of the joke. That these people are saying it, but are they really doing it? Is it just something that makes them feel good, but behind the scenes, then are they, you know, cussing out the person at the cashier or something, or, you know, calling them a donkey dick, you know, those kind of things. Yep. And so to me, that the idea of that kind of love and light is kind of carries that stigma along with it. You know, so I guess instead for me, it's more of just kind of the feelings of kindness, the kind of the feelings of compassion and sharing love. You know, even though you may not say it or think about it in the same sense as like, you know, I love my daughter, or I love my wife, or I love, you know, the cat that's laying here on the floor sleeping next to me, you know, that kind of love, it's a different kind of love. And so it's, you know, maybe not as easy for people to kind of grasp just by the, you know, without some context, but, you know, just kind of the kindness, compassion, sort of an idea of making people happy. You know, that's, you know, and my, part of what I do, my focus is trying to help lawyers be happy. I want them to be happy with their lives. I want them to be happy with their law practices. You know, obviously I want them to be happy. I want people to be happy with what's going on. I want them to have a great experience here on the planet as lawyers. There's enough of lawyers who are depressed and dealing with mental health and substance abuse issues and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, being happy to me is really important, I think, for lawyers. You know, remembering why we do what we do, you know, not just because we're trying to get a paycheck or get a fee from a client. But beyond that, even the fact that when you are happy as a lawyer, that impacts your clients. You know, the kind of the idea of happy lawyers leads to happy clients. Because if you're happy, if you enjoy what you're doing, if you are not worried about or thinking about all the negative stuff going on, you know, you're focused on what's going to be in the best interest of your clients, what's going to make them happy. How can you create a great experience for them, you know, so that they enjoy working with you? I know that's sacrilegious, saying enjoying working with a lawyer, but it can happen. Like it could be, you know, the clients can be happy and enjoy working with a lawyer. And so, you know, if I help lawyers be happy, that's going to carry on to their clients. And then ultimately that's going to spread to others as well beyond that, because they're going to have a great experience. They're going to share it with others. They're going to take that, the happiness, the good feelings they have, and they're going to compliment the cashier as opposed to call them a donkey dick. You know, they're going to use their name. They're going to clean the table. They're going to, you know, go the extra step to help somebody and kind of keep that moving and let that that roll. So,
no, and I think
a long way. Hopefully, I answered your question there. But
no, you did, and that's why, again, I think, you know, we talked about words before, and for each person, different words maybe have different power or resonate with you differently. Mm-hmm. But you know, hopefully, everybody can see we're talking about the same thing, right? We're just using different words necessarily to describe it, but it's the same thing. And I think, you know, bringing up that example of, you know, lawyers or a law practice is important too for this concept, because I know at the beginning, you know, we talked about, you know, we're still in this 3D body, right? And I think for a lot of people on a spiritual path, they think that they can compartmentalize their lives, right? That well, in my personal life, I'm going to act this way, and I'm going to be spiritual, and I'm going to be loved, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be kind, and I'm going to make people happy. But when I'm at work, I'm going to be an asshole, and I'm going to manipulate the shit out of people. And I just want to get rich, and I'm greedy son of a bitch trying to make money. And then when I leave work, then I'll go back to being a nice person.
That ain't rainbows, unicorns at home. And
Yeah. Rainbows, yeah. Unicorns at home, and asshole and donkey dicks at work.
Donkey dick. It's, yeah.
Exactly. Donkey, we got to get donkey dick in. Because,
yeah. How many times can we get it in the episode? I think that's what we should be keep tracking. We'll have to go back and listen and see.
Yeah. But that's how so many people in this world live their life, thinking that they can compartmentalize like that. But you cannot do that. You cannot do that if you are truly on a spiritual path. You have to learn how to be the same person, live from your higher self, regardless of what activities you are doing. Because if you're manipulating, if you're greedy, if you are controlling in your work, and you are sucking, right, people that you are with dry, if you will, that carries over into everything else. So if you're showing up that way at work, and then you're coming home and trying to meditate and woo, 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 rainbows, unicorns, good fucking luck. Because it doesn't work that way, right? And so we have to start learning how to incorporate and live from our higher self. You know, you don't have to manipulate somebody to have them pay you money. If you serve them, if you do a good job, if you help make them happy, they will give you money, right? But it's usually from a 3D perspective, we always think it's the other way around, you know, that we got to play by the rules that the world tells us that we have to do, but that's not how the universe actually works. Right. And so I hope too, that's one point that everybody kind of gets from this is quit trying to compartmentalize your life, because it doesn't work that way. Right. And again, it's like the people who go to the mega churches on Sunday and praise Jesus and whatever else. And for an hour or two, they're all spiritual. The minute they get back out in the car and somebody cuts them off in the parking lot, they start flipping them off and yelling at them and cursing at them. Right. It's like, don't do that. Don't do that. Right. Because you've just taken away, you know, a lot of what you have just done. Right. It's like going to the gym. I actually used to do this. I'd go to the gym, I'd be riding my bike, and I'd see how many calories I burn, right? And it's like, I don't know, in a half hour, it's like 250 calories, right? Not really that many, right? So I could go have a cherry Hostess pie. Love those things. I still indulge myself sometimes when I'm out on the road with those. 400 calories. For one of those. Or you could go get a monster cheeseburger that's 1,000 calories, right? So don't think that just because you're riding the exercise bike for a half an hour and you burn 250 calories, if the rest of your life, right, if you're just eating the cheeseburgers and the soda and the Snickers bars, right, and consuming 3,000 calories a day outside of the gym, how do you ever expect to lose any weight or get fit? Right? But man, I'm on my bike every day for 30 minutes, and then I treat my body like shit the rest of the day. What's gonna win? And unfortunately, a lot of people, and I share your sentiment. And again, it's not judgment, but there are a lot of people who say love and light, love and light, love and light, and they don't really mean it, right? Because they're the people who are spending 30 minutes on their meditation mat, like they're 30 minutes on their exercise bike, and then the rest of their life is shit. It don't work that way.
You can't be a weekend spiritualist. Like you can't be spiritual on the weekends and in the evenings, maybe when you get home, and then the rest of your day, you're a donkey dick. Like, it doesn't work that way. You've got to be, you know, you got to carry it throughout the day. And so that's one of the challenges, I think, for a lot of people, in fact, is how do I take these things that I'm doing and make this 24/7 part of my life, not just the 30 minutes I'm at the gym, you know, or the 30 minutes I'm on the yoga mat meditating, or, you know, the time I'm spending at, you know, church or whatever like that. How do I make this part of who I am? And the idea of identity being, I mean, that's something I'm sure we'll talk more about, is to really make this part of who you are at a core level.
And we'll get more into that too. And I mean, we've shared some of them already with people, but often it's the little things, mm-hmm. right? So again, if we take this analogy that we had before, right, I spend 30 minutes on the mat or on the bike, man, I'm really hungry. I want to get something to eat. I walk into the store and I look and I see that cherry pie. And it's like, oh man, I really would like one of those cherry pies. But sitting right next to it is, I don't know, a pickle. Well, I don't know why pickle came in, but we're talking about donkey dicks.
Donkey dicks. Pickle, that's whatever, why.
Right? Yeah. Phallic vegetable. Okay.
But eggplants. Yeah.
Eggplants, whatever. Right. So if now I have a choice, right? Do I pick the cherry pie or do I pick the pickle? You can choose, right? But it's about the awareness and about the little things as you're going throughout your day of just making yourself more aware. You get to choose. Sometimes I'll choose the cherry pie, right? But hopefully more of the time, I pick the healthier option, the one that's better for me, better for my body, right? And again, it doesn't mean that I'm not human. I'm not going to make some mistakes. There's nothing wrong with cherry pies. I love them, right? But if all I ate was cherry pie, I wouldn't be very healthy. But could I have one once a month and it wouldn't be a problem? Probably, right? And so that's where it's about the awareness. It's about starting to incorporate some of these simple little practices, you know, that we're talking about or that are kind of weaved into a lot of the podcasts as well is, you know, when you wake up in the morning, can you make today a better day than yesterday was? Can I be a little nicer? Can I be a little kinder? Can I be loving to myself and to other people, even just for a little thing, right? Can I make today a little better than yesterday? And if you're doing that, then you're following the path, right? Because I think that's the other thing is a lot of times people think, oh, I'm just going to go sit on the yoga mat for an hour and hum, or whatever. And now I'm going to be all whatever. It don't work that way. It's the little things, it's the consistency every day. And that's why people fall off the path, right? Because sometimes the small and simple things, it takes commitment, it takes dedication, it takes discipline to do those little things every day, right? But it's the same thing with weight loss again, right? I mean, if you think about it, I can't remember what it was. It was orange juice. I think if you have a little, like one glass of orange juice every single day, like the whole year, you'll add 5 pounds, right? If like just incrementally something like that, and I might be wrong in it, but it's just an analogy, right? But something like that every single day, a little thing every day, can add like 5 pounds to your weight, right? So what are things that work the opposite way, right? Switching from drinking a soda every day to drinking, you know, something with less calories, just switching from soda to water, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen this myself. I've seen this in other people as well. People just stop drinking soda every day. And at the end of the year, they've lost like 20 pounds and they didn't even do anything different. All they did different was they stopped drinking soda, right? So think about those things that are hurting your higher self that are like drinking soda, right? If driving
spiritual soda,
find out what your spiritual soda is. And can you stop doing that thing maybe, right? Not get triggered by traffic, right? Imagine how much energy you drain getting mad about traffic, something that you can't control. So that's kind of what I would say. And that's what I've been trying. That's what I've been doing. Right, is finding what are those spiritual soda things that are taking my energy, taking my power from me every day, and what could I replace with something else that's healthier and better for my higher self?
She's my cherry pie.
Good song.
There you go. Cool. Well, I mean, anything else you want to add to that? I think we kind of talked enough about donkey dicks for today, unless you got anything else you want to add to that.
No, I think, like I said, I think there's a lot of information today. Right. And I think it's, you know, just trying to think again, whatever the words are, but can you be more kind? Can you be more loving today? Can you be better today than you were yesterday? Right? Can you think about where you could make better choices and swap out the cherry pie for the pickle, or figure out, hey, is there something that is like that spiritual soda that's kind of draining you each day? And just start doing little changes every day, right? And realize that you can't compartmentalize your life. You can't be an asshole at work and then think that you're going to be the spiritual person in your personal life. You have to be authentic and aligned in everything that you are doing. So, Brad, you got anything else?
I'm donkey dicked out, I think. So,
I hope everybody else is laughing with us too, and not just at us. But
with us, at us, it's all the same. It's still right. Good.
Because again, as long as you're laughing, you're happier, right? If you're laughing, you're happier. So laugh at us, laugh with us. I don't care. If you're laughing and you're feeling better, that was my intention, right? That was my intention. Just help you feel a little bit better. And it's one of those little things.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for continuing to listen and put up with us. Provided that we don't get kicked off the air for our excessive use of donkey dicks today. We hope to see you guys next time. In the meantime, if you found value of this conversation, I mean, good luck. Thank Godspeed to you. But if you did find this valuable and enjoyable, maybe some entertaining, go ahead and share it with your friends and loved ones and the lady at the checkout line at the grocery store as well. Share the love, pass it forward. And with that, we will see you guys next time.
All right. Thanks, everybody.